to another episode of the Football Cruise Podcast. As we did talk, if no be football,
if no be football, we know the cruiser.
Yes, so now your favorite boys in the house, Eclef and Victor. And we get one special person for our pod. We call him the Adler. We call him the Adler. Adler. the number one social media guy for
we on the pod. We're begging him ever since. Just a toss up to approve. We meet in PA, go through in people.
I tell you.
It's not easy at all.
Oh, guys, we get Harry Wisdom, the handler. We don't know. I know I'm well for social media. We get him on the pod. Wizzy. Me, I don't introduce you, but yourself. So, I bet
welcome.
I don't think we're good for this pod. So, talk something else. Everybody knows me like good mood. Maybe I will fight. Talk.
All right. So first, we don't do the government name. You can't say the government name. You can't say the government name. But then, it's me, Wheezy, Odumodu White, here in the studio with you guys.
So Odumodu White. So Odumodu White has been white.
I know what I'm saying. The only person to introduce himself, Eclef. Allow the guy to introduce himself, man.
I guess I get my track.
All right. So Odumodu White is in the building, you know. Tends to drop some football knowledge.
Welcome.
Our very good podcasters and our fans, you know. I'm here. I'm happy. So let's make magic.
They play football.
Why do they do like this? Leave my club now.
Anyway, guys, today we will talk about very, very important. So even I don't notice for our social media page this month, they really look at this Independence Month for Nigeria, October.
Yes.
So they look at like spotlight on various Nigerian footballers, Nigerian people from Nigerian football space, and appreciating them for what they bring to our country as a whole.
Yeah.
And that one are like one of the stuff we will discuss in today's episode. Today's episode now, more or less about country football, Nigeria specifically, not just club, because some of club, a lot of things, they've not a club with for owner. But for this particular episode, we won't really discuss about Nigeria. The AFCON draw just come out some days ago, and our group looks nice, and some other nice topic around Nigeria. So guys, first of all, I want to just ask one or two opinion about Super Eagles from Mona End. So this is our coach, Jose Pusero, I'm waiting for that name. On a few say, so far, the guy don't impress now. On a few say, so far, he don't impress now. I know say before this guy, we get Genotro, we carry us, what call, or you know, carry us go the, we don't qualify for World Cup, I know. But the last World Cup, he carried us good last World Cup. But one or two things happened, the guy come out, then he brought in this guy. So, on a few, we don't play so far, the friendlies, the qualifiers, the guys, when I say he don't impress Una, which one I feel about the guy?
Wizzy, go first now, Wizzy. As a new member, as a guest, now Miss Wizzy, give us
All right. Okay, I feel like Pesero is doing well so far, but more can be done. Okay. Pesero can do a lot more. I feel like Pesero is bringing more to the team. We're seeing a lot of attacking prowess from the team. Yeah. We have a lot of attackers. Yeah. It's not his fault, Shada. The midfield has dropped in quality. If you look at the midfield, it's not what it used to be. But he's experimenting a few things, and we will know very well from this from this AFCON. It's AFCON I'm going to use to really judge him, because he has not really impressed him. Yeah. Some of the friendlies, he's just like, he's building something, but he's not there yet. So he will do well. But I believe in him. Mm-hmm. I believe he will do well. Let me just give him this AFCON shot.
Okay.
So, you know, don't talk with Simeon. Talk about and, coach. Now, coach, I ask you.
Oh, yeah, no, no. I'll talk now. Okay, the thing is, first of all, Wizzy, you know, if you just call your code intimidate us with English, you need to understand
how. I didn't tell you.
That being said, I know we'll lie. I know she'll say this coach didn't impress me at all. Down on me. They really impress me, because I never see waiting. Ever since this guy entered, I've been impressed. Also, not call him again.
Pissero.
Thank you. I beg when I tell me one super good match, I want to sit down and watch and enjoy. Well, at least, you know, say the country play well, including the qualifiers, including everything.
I watched out two times. I watched the qualifying matches.
No, just call that style. Lumeiro, they win 6-0. Where Osimhen is part, that won't be match. Because those boys, even if like Aklef pick 11 players to go play that match, we will win.
What do you mean?
Even
see,
if
I don't know why they did them.
If you say you're not savvy now.
Your coach. I give him a medal for school.
You did.
Any player that they do, I give him a medal for school.
Aklef.
I give him a medal. who coach? Who did the coach? When are they draw tactics for Flo that year?
We're not. Hey, you were saying they make errors. What is me? And the boys will come.
I know they make errors.
You just there. No, the I'm just. And bro, you know, not feel like that. You don't do that.
I don't do emotional. I wanted to. Anyways, I mean, this is not about me, but I know I give you a medal. Shall let's go on.
Which medal? Very clever, but me and the guys are trying to find the way they use for spying for your head. Back to what I said before. Eagles never won't impress me one day. Now, I know they talk because they are play sleepy cotto. Maybe why they talk this thing. But in general, the channel on amazing. Like what you will see talk, a lot can be done. Can be improved on. Mm. We don't forget this set of players. We don't feel they
will. Yeah, we don't take quality. We don't take quality.
I said I don't forget the knowledge, or I don't forget. Which coach us during our qualifiers against Ghana for Nigeria here? Now this guy.
Eguavon should be. Is Eguavon also?
Now Eguavon before Eguavon. Okay, I think. Wait, now Eguavon. No, Eguavon. He retired after AFCON. Maybe after AFCON he go. He come back.
We will not go World Cup.
Yes.
Not this guy.
Now this guy now. Eguavon after we no win AFCON. Now I know say he resign. Say you know Uncle Super Eagles again. We finish third or fourth. We play Algeria also for third place match. Now remember when.
I was saying, that guy, my coach also will play Ghana. When we lose to Ghana for AFCON.
Yeah.
So, that's the qualifier for World Cup, I mean. We've never that match well. For Abuja Stadium, Abi. That they said they won't give... we can make it to close on time. Boss is for Abuja.
Yes, I remember.
Government may work close by 3 o'clock, Abi 2 o'clock. May everybody park their seats to go stadium.
And the tickets, man.
Thank you, bro. It was so much anticipated that we had to beat Ghana completely. Based on our performance on the just finished AFCON that time, because we were very well for AFCON. Remember how we finished Egypt and everything?
Yeah.
That time, all guys, the former kind of wicked winger for...
The former name.
Bro, with the caliber of player we get, we're not supposed to be suffer like this. And I don't know who gave us that notion, say... International coaches did better for Nigeria compared to.
Thank you. Now, seriously, now what you
West South area, especially like West South, you know, go work up, because I remember all the lagger back.
Yeah.
They call you, call country, country. You know, who come back from work up. From that place, they travel, go where they go. So, now the thing, like, if you look deep down, even for our indigenous league, if you find one good coach, you bring them up. Now, to bring all these coaches, you go. You could pay them in dollars, and you could pay them very well. Our own coaches now, you could owe them.
That's
improved. So they go AFCON. You know, I know AFCON very well. It's a very physical sport. Especially if you play our Western brothers or Eastern African brothers. And if they play our Northern African brothers, they're very technical.
Very technical.
I was surprised if they balance with any of them. We need to talk to our team, a physical team or technical team. Because they're the middle, bro.
I guess.
The time frame is too small. AFCON will be maybe January, I don't know.
It's January.
Yeah, AFCON is January.
How many international breaks are we going to get from now to January for him to build up the team? It's one thing to get star players, and one thing to get Avengers. Now, another thing for Avengers to fit down also. You understand? If the Avengers no gel, it's like bring Boniface, bring the woman no get face, both the woman get face, both the woman get face. Ask everybody come. It's like maybe I have to scholar for Europe, I have to scholar for Moon, I have to scholar for MLS. If they're not there, bro, now you say insult, we'll insult them individually. The last half concept, we had like one of the best teams going for the tournament. We had Chukwueze, we had Ademola Lookman not come that time. I'm not sure what I did for that.
He did not play.
Okay. Why not say we get all the Simon that time?
Yes, get Simon. Mobi.
We get Aribo, we get Ndidi, we get all the Chukwueze and the rest. And now we see the gather players, although now mostly we see that. But what do they use them do? Most of them they try to see Awoni now, short scorer for Nottingham. Yes, but say they're jail. Nothing I want to see. How do you know the people when we say they go they cut my sleep? I mean, we no go feel beat well, like. How do you know the team go the Let's be fair. 90 minutes plus, you play Saudi Arabia. You complete 10 minutes go. You will get tournament.
Yeah.
Saudi Arabia know they rush to go play any tournament anytime soon.
Yeah, true.
Every week supposed to be me. I remember the last time we played match where really impressed me. Our friendly against Argentina going to that World Cup that time.
Was it 4-2?
Yes, at least you play like a team preparing for a tournament. That's how you play friendly matches. Because if you begin to lose friendly matches or draw friendly matches, that mentality will go with you. But once you don't win, you say, okay, you don't do like talking from this. Even if you're friendly, you take out the tournament. Winning our spirit and mentality.
No matter what people talk, say friendly.
Yes, bro, they're terrible now. Right now, they're not in a friendly play. If you're asleep, cut the court. You understand? They're not friendly to play. You understand? They're not even a real star.
I guess. That's for sure.
They won't talk about those.
Yeah, I don't know something. I kind of agree with what you talk about. We know we really need international coach. I always talk about this idea of westernization of our coaches. I know, like, if we feed, look for indigenous, we get a good coach. One of the best coaches we don't get, two of the best coaches we don't get so far, Samson Siasia and this other guy. This guy, we
dash. Thank
you. No, Steven Keshi, yeah, like one of the greatest. Nigerian culture we don't get. Even if we get coaches like that, we they kind of understand what it means to actually play for Super Eagles. Guy will be our coach now. The places we don't coach before, nobody's in a big place. We coach for Venezuela, coach for yeah, nobody's saying a big job like that. So even if you don't understand what it means to actually play for Super Eagles, what it means for Super Eagles to actually win the match. So in philosophy, not just okay, we'll play tactical football, we'll do this. You know, understand the team spirit behind wearing the Super Eagles jersey. So, in a way, me, I'm not too bad on the guy. I never watch five good matches in that Ghana, Nigeria, this thing. I try my best not to even try to watch it. Like, even when I get a chance, I try my best. I don't even give myself a big for Super Eagles. The one way back I gave me last season, they okay. And 2 seasons so far, they okay. I don't know if you have Super Eagles join them. So, for me, I feel like, say, what do we really need? The guy never really impressed me. What do we really need? Like, in the indigenous coach. And I go bring agenda. See, me, we carry that Sporting Lagos coach all of four.
Definitely George there. I feel like Paul of four of Sporting Lagos. Come on, we still have like all those lad and bar, so we still have coaches.
Yeah, I don't joke.
But before we go on, Victor talked about salary. I just like to let you know that they see old this guy. They old Pesce
Rucha. This guy, yes. Now, NFL, who you be?
They cut, they cut 70K dolls. Like, they come out like 70K. They see reduce some of his working working conditions. Like, I know they're not really reduce, but the guy too, he go, but I get your point. The guy, if you don't know what he means to super ego shit. If you don't know, because some players, no suppose, I know if you call names, I never really watch Super Eagles like that. But some players not know what it means to wear the shirt. I mean, we still get people outside, right? If they wear that shirt, they go one fight to the end. When the first call Aribo, I feel like, I don't first understand which Aribo did do for it. Okay, Aribo was a fine player. Aribo was playing well. See Aribo now. We're not here for the start. Aribo, they wear 10. Aribo, not the start.
I say 10 with the start. We can be with road. We can be reverse. Like,
everybody wear 10, not the start. I know if you understand what he will be, they always do for bench, safe.
Bro, Narapa, Ruby Narapa.
Follow
Afro
Pop.
You want to talk about our coach? They
didn't want
to
salary,
they bust my head. So, if
anyone else
is going to start,
if I join
them, bro. That figure will be stopped. Anyway, moving on, AFCON. Easy, I beg. AFCON, waiting for the matter for the AFCON angle. I don't see if we get some kind of nice.
Alright, we get nice group for the AFCON, no, really. Yeah. Our group, our group, they're alright. You don't see our group now, very decent group.
Yeah,
in group A, we have Cote d'Ivoire, Nigeria, Equatorial Guinea, and Guinea-Bissau. In group B, we have Egypt, Ghana, Cape Verde and Mozambique. Group C, Senegal, Cameroon, Guinea and the Gambia. Group D, Algeria, Burkina Faso, Mauritania, Angola. Group E, Tunisia, Mali, South Africa, Namibia. Group F, Morocco, DR Congo, Zambia and Tanzania. I go first start with what it is, the group of death.
Yeah, first of all, into the Sadio Mane picture where Sadio Mane they announced the stuff. Sadio Mane be no one choose Nigeria, like it didn't show for a face. Maybe I'm sentimental. Because if you look at that group, even the last half concept. I know. Thomas, Nigeria never really should have said, we don't go World Cup. Last half. Also, I mean, around us. And now, Guinea. I don't really.
Guinea-Bissau, and
except for that, I contacted. They be trying. So, in a way, they go on like. See, they don't be by the way. Kind of stuff. But one group will not go feel. Ghana, Cape Verde, and Mozambique. So I will call Cape Verde because Cape Verde they play like Portugal. Their country kind of borders close to Portugal and Spain also. So the way that they play, they fashion that kind of way. So may I go say
you know Cape Verde collect recently.
From
they collect to Algeria, if I say Algeria I'll beat them like 6-1.
Yeah, but if and sometimes for Africa, I wish you might be if you just need that balance or maybe physicality, or sometimes technicality could not show up for you. So that may I look group B as like one of the most exciting stuff because Cape Verde, Ghana, Egypt, three of them live very, very competitive in the way. And Cape Verde for the last half one, they will qualify from their group stage now. We qualify from the group. Mm. The group with like some big names. Some big names for that group, they still qualify. So I feel like Kevred group is group B. They're like one of the toughest groups. So group A and group B for me. The rest group, if we kind of predict we qualify.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you feel for your own end for the groups? Like what do you feel safe fit so? Who will those people they look out for?
The groups where they look sharp, obviously Nigeria is my country, so I they look our group. It get the way I see they look our group sharp, like it get how Equatorial Guinea they play us. Maybe now they feel no good, but when they want play us, they just know it just be like it be like Man U, Chelsea, all of both of them feel the play spoil. But when they meet their self, they go good.
I say based on one or two for the draws so far, but we don't see for the AFCON, the six groups. Like which group they look where you say, oh, well, this one, I gotta sit down, watch them. I gotta watch out the runner. But this group, they get one kind of master class where they expect for this group. Which of those groups do you look forward to?
Na Nigeria. Na our group. I don't know. Like the group just gets this kind of uneasy feeling for me. I just want to see every game, but I go watch Group B, but now Group A for me.
Yeah, one thing we are wearing, I don't really notice around this African football. So I don't know if that sentiment, but if you call North Africa football, now only four names, then there will be pop up. See, like they don't get any other names for full North African football. Like even with Egypt, Nigeria, Senegal, like most times it comes like see other North African countries. What's competition? You look as they look the whole group and everything. Which team you feel should be like standout team? Apart from that, so winning the competition.
Morocco is the standout team for me. I feel like any country right now that fits Morocco is going home. Although I feel like they'll be under pressure from what they have done in the World Cup to replicate that feat and be like the Giants of Africa. But yeah, I know that.
I don't see the possible, Sha. I don't see the possible.
Very possible but for them.
To be like the team to beat for this competition.
Yeah, the teams to beat.
They be like the balance side for the whole competition. They get physicality, get skill, technicality, all those kinds of stuff. And if you look at other teams, like Nigeria, for example, we get sometimes we get technicality, but physicality, they miss it sometimes. Like sometimes physicality will show, technicality will be missing sometimes. But when they play competition like home and away, AFCON now one, as you lose finish, they go your house. It's not gonna be Champions League or anything. AFCON will be like World Cup. Now I tell people see when I start win the World Cup, mentality say this one will be home and away. Once I don't finish, they go my house. They work out. So, we always do or no go play well, go play the second leg. Like most of the time, I wish you would do for the you go see what you.
Yes.
For the first leg, so we don't. Like, for the first leg, we don't finish the job.
We're not finished.
We don't finish the job again. So, but this is on the AFCON where, like, one leg, they ignore. Don't show most time, especially for this last World Cup. See, they play this kind of team. They play full 90 minutes physical, play full 90 minutes technical. Yeah, the best. So, Natrusha, go down like one of the standout teams. But that thing where I feel like we need to look at also now Senegal. Senegal are the defending champion.
Yes. Senegal are the defending champion.
So, you're not going to take anything away from them. See, like, complete if they call team called for Africa really complete Senegal you call Senegal the midfield they okay the attack they okay the defense solid the and if that team with that you get better Even we will get Uzona. Onana Pro Max. That kind of thing.
Onana Pro Max.
Yes, now that kind of Onana. That version of Onana. The Nigeria Onana. So, but in the first competition, they bring out a bit. They know just they relax. Say okay, second leg day. For that 90 minutes, they showed they are capable of holding on and giving the best result to the team. So,
yeah.
So me, I know they see Nigeria winning it. I might just see Nigeria might win it based on the fact that one day patriotic, but
sentimental.
But if I look at based on, they don't even the like top three, top four teams in my side team now. I see some of that.
Oh yeah. Wait, before we conclude this segment, who is your top four? Who makes your top three teams?
No, Morocco is good. We have Morocco. We have Senegal. And surprisingly, I get two teams where they just drag like the top three, the third position. I get two teams.
Okay.
One, they were the last finalists for the last AFCON, Egypt. Egypt not taking
Egypt.
Take anything from Egypt. They see, okay. See, forget if you know you're using Egypt, Mosala as a person. That guy, no. See, sometimes guy, I don't know if I watch Liverpool match, I'll be like, who be this Salah? Liverpool, you know, they play well. One moment of Salah brilliance will just pack the whole team. So sometimes yes. Salah, they do that thing well, and I don't see him doing also for Egypt, not for the last AFCON. So I believe say Egypt will be one of the top teams. And the other team will officially be like the third, like Cameroon. Yeah, I know play Cameroon for the last AFCON, he got to the semi-final and they finished.
It'd be like say I even forget them. Yeah, I forgot that these guys were good though.
Guy, don't play with Cameroon. No. Don't play with Cameroon. The last AFCON, they entered semi-final, they finished second. They blasted that Senegal or Egypt can come on them for semi-final. But like they really show say, and then they play like physical football. The physical football where they play, they use some words, the advantage, they get Abubakar, a big striker, feeding the ball, Kulu, Mutuan, that guy for
Toko Ekam.
The guy could release the ball for Abubakar. We could worry defender sometimes. Abubakar will create space for the guy to enter into the distance. Like, the squad, they just kind of like understand themselves. They kind of like
And they have the mighty Andre Onana.
Thank you. The Andre Onana, I don't say he will do well for AFCON. Sometimes goalkeepers, I notice goalkeepers, if they know they do well for their club, if you go AFCON, begin to show magic. I notice that's kind of thing they have.
Yes.
But Mendy faced the same thing last season. Before you go AFCON, Mendy began to make some kind of blunder, say, we worry this guy. But when we just go AFCON, all of a sudden, it became like a superhero. So it's kind of understandable. Say, if Adunana go AFCON could be like, if you do well from now till December, AFCON could be like that place where the guy go like day stable, kick off. So I can only for those four. Now be like the standout teams for me.
You know, say Mbwemo na Cameroonian too.
You know who be that?
Mbwemo.
Oh man, that's true. Jesus, that's true. I didn't say that Steve France guy. The guy don't nationalize. Not true.
Oh, my God.
Not true,
guy. Cameroonian.
Guy, they get scored. They're even up.
Yeah, nice.
Very decent team. So, Omo, AFCON, Nigeria, we wish you the very best. We hope to see Ona go learn from the little mistake Ona don't make so far for like qualifiers, for a World Cup, and all. And improve on ourselves because AFCON, like we talk now, 1-1, then we say we go play home and the way. So, that 90 minutes, we guys bring our best. And yes, we will see maybe that we play. I just hope to see, I just minus care.
And
even before that time, we don't do okay. Yeah, I was before that time, we don't do okay. Safe. So, anyway, other people, other small people who are fishy, who were maybe like Algeria, because Algeria is very bad recently. And
did you just call Algeria small? Algeria go to shine.
Yeah, so man, you know, just the Algeria don't get like bad runs. So for the past like 1 year, even the last AFCON, Cote d'Ivoire beat them commands. Like they were too bad. Like I don't watch my like what did they saw? Nigeria beat this. Nigeria with this, they lost the play anyhow. So in a way, this one feel like a statement. Listen, they did go with Burkina Faso, Mauritania, Angola. I don't say they go on like prove a point. See, themselves do not be fluke. If Morocco fit do this way, Morocco do for World Cup. Nigeria said fit run and fail around too. So Nigeria too, Nigeria and Tunisia too. They be like stand out teams. We appreciate the 51 of them. So that's for okay. AFCON. That's that for AFCON. So the next thing we will talk about now, our MPFL. Our MPFL. So we get some nice stuff where they go on. Anyway, we want to talk like maybe we just talk, put spotlight on maybe certain teams this season. And this one could also be like teams under our radar. I think now we record this segment, teams under our radar for MPFL. We don't discuss waiting with the few so far concerning these teams. And the first one, the team we will talk about today now. The noisemakers, the noisemakers of Lagos. Wizzy, you know those boys now.
My boys.
I say the team is in. Right? This before season starts, I tell myself, see, I got to get some kind jersey to launch this season. And Baka jersey done the way. Arsenal jersey done the in the cooler very soon. Then Sporting Lagos. See, I know the funny thing is, this is what Lagos is still expensive. But they say now it's only 20k. But me and for Sporting Lagos. See, and the last time we had a love club like this in Abaka, I just love the boys. The boys, they play. I say, I go prepare the official sponsors of Sporting Lagos. I go prepare websites, go to stream them. I subscribe to MPFL, log in, put my email, and everything, go to watch Sporting Lagos. Like, say, I watch Abaka. He did that match because I really love this club. So, won't just talk about Sporting Lagos, the run so far, and those few teams. So, first of all, Sporting Lagos, the MPF, for those who don't know, those who listen to us outside the country, Sporting Lagos, the club for Lagos, now they call themselves the Noisemakers of Lagos. And this is not their first season for the MPFL, their first official season for the MPFL.
First season, they made it.
And the funny thing is, the way they take time, just very beautiful. They won the Super 8. So the Niger Super 8 now, like, you are across the four regions, the four Niger regions, South, East, and North. So we had like two representatives from each region. So as far as you get like official people, maybe like the top people for each four of them.
Region, yeah, region, they won.
We now add like voting people to get into the competition. So Sporting Lagos fans, as always, Lagos boys, they vote Sporting Lagos into the competition, and Sporting Lagos won the competition. Wonderful, like that's beauty. You enter competition, you win. You something very very special. So Sporting Lagos, by the time this order will come out, I feel like Sporting Lagos will they gonna play the match, because at the time of the record, this is the day before Sporting Lagos face their opponent at their Unicorn Stadium. And me, I go do live for that place to actually watch the match. So by the time this order will come out, Sporting Lagos will not play Duma United for the stadium. And whatever the results, we're sending our shout out to them, sending a shout out to the coach Paul Ofor. Our own Pep Guardiola, guy gets skin like Pep Guardiola. But your skin will be Tenago. You say skin is different from skin.
Yes, now that fraud hug.
Yeah, you see, it's not any Tenago don't hug.
Hey, don't hug now.
Anyway, our spotlight this week now on Sporting Lagos. So we look around different teams. For MPFL, because now our own be this. Even if we talk about we need our own people, our own league, MPFL, and support the league. Because in the end, I've been giving arguments for one group where basically talk, see, if you just go for Nottingham Forest, for example, you don't interest of Nottingham Forest, likely support Nottingham Forest team. And so you are the person, maybe you did Lagos, you did Nigeria. Good day nice make you actually get one of your teams with the which they support because of affiliation and all, because those ones are never going to forgive you like physical job, because if you watch them play regularly and all. So, Wizzy, you get anything else you want to tell your fans? You get anything else you want to tell your fans?
Like fans.
You see, now, hot boy for the day.
Oh, single hot boy.
So to my fans,
no mind this boy. Not to say I like Sporting Lagos, but I'm a Bender Insurance fan, you know.
I'm a Bender Insurance fan.
I will do my best.
I don't vex for you.
But we forgive you.
They play. Don't be like them when I didn't worry. And they like worry moves. But one day, it was their match that time. That time, worry moves stay hot too. That time, they get Golan on Salami. That time. The only time I go was the stadium. I only do proceed for church that time. But I only go with the match. As I finish school now, and I can't get the time and everything. I can't see Sporting Lagos. I kind of like the philosophy, the way they play, their style of life, this kind of thing. So for me, I'm a Sporting Lagos person, and I go do the stadium live like I talk for their next match. Hopefully, by the next recording, we go congratulate them for winning the match. So, before we talk, if not be football,
we're not a cruiser.
So, signing out, guys.
Signing out, Batch for Life, new record on Mode White.
See you, not Mode Black. White sheep for life.
Alright, my fans, you know, Bender Insurance for everything. Chelsea for life, don't worry. Forget, I will drop some football knowledge for you people, but, you know, football. I'm a Chelsea fan, you know. Now you have heard the voice of the handler. The handler loves
Born knowledge.
I hope you love
Chelsea
it.
Chelsea fan, Born knowledge, zero. Anyway, let's move on. Bye-bye. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.